Hello. It's the 6th of September, 2019. We have the Queen of Coins and the Page of Swords and Justice. Coveting is a word I don't get to use often, but someone is or you are, and it's very off-putting as a feeling. Whereas the Queen of Coins is the very embodiment of calm, earthy, comfortable stability and security, the annoying Page of Swords is one defensive, nervous little bitch, assuming he or she is not a child, as the pages in the tarot are children or very young adults, immature in either case. The page on the Morgan Greer card holds his adult-sized sword with both hands. In the tarot, swords are words, sounds we make pushing air in order to communicate. The page has yet to learn to wield his double-edged sword with discretion, skill, and grace. The Page of Swords, air, Libra, Aquarius, Gemini, and a bit of earth, is a messenger, as are all the pages. This page could be bringing news of a legal matter, possibly involving family, money, or property. This page could be looking into information, as in actually spying, stalking, or gathering information in order to bring a legal action against someone, including reading their emails and text messages. No matter what the specific situation, this spread very much advises staying above board and street legal in all dealings at all times. The Page of Swords is a jealous human. If this isn't someone we know or our own reflection today, you may be served or having someone else served with a lawsuit or summons, possibly regarding child support or alimony. The Queen of Pentacles, Earth, Virgo, Capricorn, Taurus, is in the past position today, the nurturing Earth Mother and Queen of Home and Hearth, Garden, Kitchen, and Family Money. I'd like to make up a little story about how this loyal Page of Swords, facing to the right with his or her back to the capable, talented queen, is defending his mother's honor. Or accounts. The Queen of Coins is a hard-working, down-to-earth, back-to-basics sort of a woman or man and handles money better than any other queen, but she's more comfortable being the queen of her own castle than queen of the boardroom, but she's definitely the queen of that too. She can show up as anyone who handles money professionally, and it may be her today who is a little defensive. Ever been audited? Whoever was in charge of the money, says the government, we want to talk to them. There is no love here, but for the past love of the Queen of Coins, mother's love, if you will. This could be someone looking to hook a sugar mama or sugar daddy, and they want it official, as in let's make it legal. Justice represents the law. Someone may not like mom having control of the dynasty, but this is not a heroic knight as much as he'd like to grow up to be one or think he's one. This page may sometimes use that sword to cut corners, but justice, Libra, Capricorn, Saturn, Venus, is a karmic card and does not approve. Neither does the queen. However, these cards are all in the upright. Both of these humans face forward, almost giving me a mother-son vibe. This could be an age difference. Someone is a mother figure in the relationship and someone sees someone as a mother figure. This could be dealing with legal matters as a family or what's left of one. These two energies in the shape of humans can in some ways be good for each other. The agile, youthful page and the sensible queen may have a mutual respect and loyalty, but there are no cups, aka hearts, aka love in these cards, save for the motherly love of the queen in the past position. Where there's a will, there's usually money.